Greetings, greetings, everyone. So, our fourth day of exploration with supportive practices, supportive tools for cultivating samadhi, translated often as concentration, but perhaps better translated as unification of the mind, settling of the mind, calm abiding. So today's theme, one is atapi, as I mentioned, this favorite word of mine that shows up a lot, especially in the four foundations, four establishments of mindfulness sutta, Satipatthana Sutta, atapi, where the Buddha in the refrain that repeats so many times in that sutta says to come back with atapi, with gentle persistence, there's a sense of gentle persistence that we cultivate. And what's really important to keep in mind here is the persistence. We keep coming back, we keep coming back, we keep coming back. And yet there's the gentleness, because if the coming back is like a sledgehammer, it becomes exhausting. It becomes painful very soon if every time the mind, and the mind is a puppy. We are training this sweet, darling, beloved puppy of our mind. And it just as puppies like to run around, it's in their nature. It's in the nature of our minds to like to think, go here and there, etc. So training this beloved puppy of the mind, you don't want to yank it back, traumatize the puppy every time it comes back. Come back. Sit, sit, and beat up the poor puppy, beat up the poor mind. Gentle, come back, sweetie, come back, come back. You may do it 1,000 times, come back gently. It's okay, we'll run away. It's okay, come back with that level of gentleness. Training, caring for a beloved puppy. Another simile that I mentioned is the pressure of a feather, not a sledgehammer. So it's persistent. It happens over and over and over and over and over again without a problem, not make it into a problem. Yes, this is the nature of the mind. Oh yeah, it's the millionth time this morning in the 30 minutes I'm coming back. It's okay. Just call it, oh, today the busy Buddha is showing up on this cushion. The busy Buddha. That happens for me many times. In fact, I remember once I was teaching a retreat and there was so much planning going on, and I'm sitting on the dais and realizing, wow, the mind is going everywhere. Okay. All right. Busy, busy Buddha is showing up in this moment. Busy Buddha. Ah, and the mind at the heart can settle with that, with that gentleness of, okay, it's like this. It doesn't become conflictual. And yet there is persistence. Yet there is persistence. After you say, okay, it's the busy Buddha. All right, sweetie. Okay, come back. All right, yeah, it's the busy Buddha today. Yes, come back. Come back. So atapi, atapi, this beautiful word in Pali. One of my favorites, atapi. And the other couple of concepts I like to bring in today is vitakka and vichara, which are two of the five jhanic factors. So vitakka means initial application, and vichara is sustained application. So one simile is that imagine you have a bowl, and here I have a bowl, and you have a cloth. And vitakka is like, okay, the cloth touching the bowl, this is vitakka, the initial application, the initial contact, the initial connection. And then vichara is the sustained application, is as if you're rubbing the bowl with the cloth. Then at some point, so the cloth is awareness, and the bowl is your breath, is the object of your attention, which could be many different objects. There are 40 different samadhi objects in the Visuddhimagga in higher teachings. But here we're using anapanasati, the breath, as our object. So this, in this case, for our practice today, is the breath. It could be, again, many different things. It could be sounds, sensations, etc. But here's the breath. So attention being the cloth, initial application, the contact. When we make contact, we grok, we grab, we get on the wave. If we're surfing, I'll talk about that analogy a little more. And then vitakka, and then vichara, sustained application, sustained application. We rub the bowl. Attention rubs, stays on the breath, the entirety of the breath, as if touching the breath, touching the entirety of the breath, before at some point, it will fall off. It's okay. With atapi, with gentle persistence, we come back. We make contact, vitakka, and then we sustain the attention, vichara. We sustain the attention for as long as possible before it drops off again. And then when it drops off, no judgment, just that's the puppy. It just drops off. That's what happens. Okay. With atapi, we've come back, initial application, sustained application. So whichever of these metaphors work for you, and the another metaphor that I invited you to consider today is being a surfer. And those of you who are surfers maybe can easily connect with the joy. And even though I'm not a surfer, but having watched surfers, there is so much joy watching surfers when they catch a wave, when they connect with the wave, and then they stay on the wave as long as possible. There's such joy. So for us to connect with the wave, with the breath, initial application to connect with it. Vitaka, and then ride the breath. Surf the breath for as long as possible. And joy arises with out breath, in breath, the pauses. Oh, the breath. Oh, it's pausing. Oh, and then there's another breath. You can continue to surf it. So this is a lovely metaphor I just came up with today. So it's new, fresh off of my practice. Here it is. Enjoy, surf, enjoy surfing. And there's also this joy of the delight of this idea of surfing the breath, really connecting into samadhi. The mind doesn't want to go anywhere else. Surfing the breath is so much fun. Why would I get out of the water? This is so much fun. So the joy, which we talked about a couple of days ago, can actually be part of this metaphor, part of this way of working. And I want to end with saying, making a distinction. Many of you might already know this, but might be helpful as this week we are working with samadhi. And you might think, what is the difference between samadhi, concentration practice, and vipassana, insight practice, often translated as insight practice? So this can be a long, long lecture, and there are many similarities and differences. But in terms of technique, one thing to keep in mind is, and this is giving credit to the similes, giving credit to Steve Armstrong, a teacher, a senior teacher in the Theravada tradition. I learned this from him a couple of decades ago. He would say that Vipassana is like serial monogamy for the attention. So the attention is with the breath, and then there's a sound. So the attention can go to the sound and be with that. But really, there's monogamy. You're really dedicating, giving yourself, staying with that object. And then maybe a sensation arises in the body. Then you go to that. Then you're monogamous, but it's serial. You go from one object to another insight, an insight opening up to all these different objects after the mind has settled with samadhi. Now, samadhi, concentration, on the other hand, is, in his words, absolute monogamy. It's just the breath. You come back to the breath and you're just with the breath, absolutely monogamous, faithful to one object, whatever the object of your concentration, of your practice is, just with the breath. And often, one thing that actually might sound confusing is that we often, in the practice of Vipassana, we start with a few minutes or a period of samadhi practice to settle the mind. We keep coming back to the breath with this sense of, oh, just the breath. And then when the mind is settled with some concentration, samadhi practice at the beginning of insight practice, then we can open up. Usually we open up the attention, the sphere of attention, so that when the mind is settled, then it can stay with the sound. Oh yes, impermanence, the sound is coming and going. Oh, the sensations. Oh, notice the vedana in the sensations. So there is that malleability, that flexibility. So just wanted to offer these. And I realized this was kind of brief. I hope it was helpful and made sense. There's so much more here to cover. There's so much more dharma. And to be a scientist of your own mind. So explore for yourself today. What is the nature of gentle perseverance? Gentle perseverance in your daily activities, gentle perseverance without judgment, coming back, initial application, sustained application, enjoying, really tuning into the joy of surfing the wave of whatever it is you're doing. So thank you all for your practice. May you be well and see you tomorrow.